Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. Congratulations, Susan Wilson of Bel Air, Kansas. She was lucky caller number 5. Max was happy to take down your information, and he even printed it where I could kind of read it. Kind of. The phone number is unreadable, but that's okay. Susan, the book will come direct from the publishers. Give them a couple of 3 weeks. Don't panic. And if you don't get it, drop me an email, guy@goodlifeguy.com, and I'll fix it. Sometimes it happens. Several things to talk about. First, Father's Day is right around the corner, and if, there's a father in your life that you want to give a great gift to, All Things Barbecue is the place to go. They have such great stuff going on right now. Some of it is through Sunday only. And one of the things is, if you want to give a classy set of cutlery, Worst Off is on sale, and they have free shipping. And if you go to atbbq.com, you can get it before Father's Day, no worries. They've got a section at atbbq.com for gifts under $50. And if you order up to $89 or more, it's free shipping. So check it out. You're going to love it. And I'm so glad that the casino's back open. We are going to continue, hopefully, our advertising with them, or they're going to continue with us. And then I also found out that Kebabs is starting their buffet again. It started yesterday. Hopefully it went well, and they'll continue to do that. Kebabs, of course, is one of Guy and Beth's favorite restaurants in town. If you have any affinity for Middle Eastern food, they're doing such a great job. Whether you order off the menu at night or whether you go there for lunch and partake of the buffet, it's just a killer thing to do. All right, so other things to talk about. How about the wines? I usually do a wine of the week. I usually open it here in the studio and taste it with you and share my thoughts and tell you a little information about the winery and things of that nature. But since the outbreak and since the shelter in place, or SIP, which is so apropos, I've been doing these live virtual tastings. Tonight at 6 p.m. we're doing one, and it features the wines of Clos du Bois. And it's the classic series, the original wines produced by Clos du Bois. And if you haven't had Clos du Bois wine, you got to know that my first exposure when I came back from Europe long, long ago, and I'm thinking, let's see if I can put a date to it. How about 81. I came back for a visit. My brother and I went out to wine country, and in Sonoma, off the square, was a warehouse-type building, and that's where we met John Hawley. John Hawley was the original founding winemaker. He started there in 1980, and, man, he was a rock star, and he was a real character, and they were just experimenting with some of the new products to be had, like Marlstone, a Bordeaux-style blend, and to be a part of that. And then when I look at his bio and I see what things were doing, when he started at Clos du Bois, they were making 15,000 cases a year, which is a lot, But for a significant producer, it's really not that much. And to show you how it went, man, he by 1990, he was making over 200,000 cases. And then he got hired away by Kendall Jackson. This was a good thing. He did a great job at Kendall Jackson, producing 600,000 cases. By 1995, he was responsible for production over 2,500,000 cases annually at six facilities. Man. Now he's got his own place and doing some really great wine. Very small production, but it's hawleywine.com, H-A-W-L-E-Y-wine.com. John Hawley, what a great guy. And he was my first exposure to Clos du Bois. And when you think about all of the wines that they produce and the history and things, it's really something. And then something happened, and I got to couch this right. I don't want to make anybody mad, but all these wineries that were family wineries, this Clos du Bois was started by a guy named Wood, W-O-O-D. And by the way, Clos du Bois, the name stands for a clos, which is a rock fenced in area, or you get the picture. It's like a vineyard, and Dubois is of wood. Now, like a forest, for example. However, Frank Woods, I think, got the bug and thought that was a kind of a cute turn of words, and Clos du Bois. I like it. So many things happened though in those early days, and the wines just shot through the roof as far as quality was concerned. There were several Wine Spectator Awards, not only for the wines and numerical ratings, but more importantly, things that happened to the winery, and it just moved up in stature. And then it was sold. And this is the part that I think kind of bugs me a little bit. I don't know if I probably shouldn't do this, but you take a winery that's having great success, and there's been many that I've spoken about over the years, and suddenly it's no longer owned by the family, and it's taken over by, in this case with Clos du Bois, Constellation Brands. And, you know, they bring millions of dollars to purchase the winery, and they offer great distribution and marketing, and but they keep the fingers on the pulse. Remember, Benziger family, a family-run operation for a very long time, starting with Glen Ellen and then through the Benziger family label. And they sold, it's been sold two or three times. The first time it was to Hublin, and that allowed them to do other things. They sold off the Glen Ellen label, which I haven't seen anymore, so I guess it's gone. But it allowed the family to make Benziger the winery that it is today. And then, again, not too long ago, it sold again. And kind of hate to see that. You know, these virtual tastings I've been doing, the most attended was Bogle with over 500 live viewers. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool because that is still, no kidding, a family-run one. Bleh, easy for you to say, a family-run winery. So I'll tell you more about Clos du Bois tonight. The wines that I'm doing, and by the way, all the details you need to be a part of the virtual tasting tonight and of my wines of the week, if you will, is go to goodlifeguy.com for today's show. Page down till you see the red text that says, and you know what it says, join me for a live virtual tasting. And I'm telling you, it's easy. You got to do it. It'll give you a little overview, a picture of the wines, and then there is three links embedded there just above the wines. One of them is tasting notes that I put together so that you'll have some information in front of you about the four wines we're tasting. The other one is Facebook Live tips. If you were part of last week's show, you know it was kind of jumbled up because I did Zoom with Jennifer Wall, the winemaker at Barefoot, and we got bumped off three or four times. It was very irritating. This week, it's just going to be Facebook Live. It works fine. And I think I have my internet stuff fixed after much consternation. And hopefully that'll go smooth. But then there is a link, and this is an important part. just above the wines at goodlifeguy.com that we're going to be tasting tonight, Guy's Facebook page. And you got to know that there's two Facebook pages about the Good Life. Guy's Facebook page, which is Good Life Guy, facebook.com/goodlifeguy. And then there's a link on that page that would take you to the Good Life radio show, The Good Life with Guy Bauer. And that is a business page. Debatable whether I should have started the virtual tastings on that page or not, but I didn't, and I don't want to change midstream. So I'm telling you, I hope you'll join us tonight. The wines we're tasting tonight are available everywhere, but in particular at Jacob Liquor Exchange. And, oh, by the way, they're on sale. On sale indeed, like $8.99 each. I'm going to do the Pinot Grigio, the Chardonnay, the Merlot, and one of my favorites always from Clos du Bois is Cabernet. And these are the classic label. This is entry-level products from this producer. It's a California designate, so there's grapes coming from many places. But they still use good quality oak where oak is warranted. They still store the wine briefly before it's sent out into the three-tier distribution system. Find these wines. Join us. It'll be so much fun. I can't wait. And I would love to hear from you. You know, I asked for this before, and I got a bunch of pictures sent to me either through my Facebook page or by email of folks' wines in hand, sat out on the table, stemware at the ready, notes printed out, and a party to be had. And, you know, invite some folks over. A lot of people say, oh, four wines. What am I going to do with four wines? Well, you're going to drink them. You don't have to drink them all tonight. Buy a vacuvin. Or invite another couple over, and then it's not so bad if you drink them all tonight. I love that. And, again, I encourage you to go to Jacob Liquor Exchange. They're my favorite sponsor, my anchor sponsor. But you can get these wines dang near everywhere that has a decent wine selection. So, Clos du Bois, Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, Merlot, and Cabernet. You're going to love it. And one of the reasons I picked this is I've been a fan of this Chardonnay since the very first time I had it years and years ago. And I want you to know it's all the wines are 13.5% alcohol by volume. That is right down the middle of normal. No extremes here. The residual sugar is low, but a hint, so it has really nice mouthfeel. 30% French oak, 2% American oak, and then the balance of that is stainless steel. And this keeps this wine fresh, beautiful aromatics of oak, but just fresh and fruit forward. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And if you're going to do this, print out the tasting sheet to make sure, one, that you get the right wines when you go shopping, if you haven't purchased them already. But I also included some food suggestions, and I added a cheese suggestion for each one. So if you just want to sit out in the back deck, it's going to be Magnifico this weekend, tonight in particular, low 80s to start at 6 o'clock, getting down into the high 70s by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And what a perfect time to have a little cheese, have a little wine, have a little friendship, and be part of the Good Life live on Facebook, okay? And one other thing. Some people have had trouble. They go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/goodlifeguy, and they say, well, okay, it's 6 o'clock. Where is it? Where is it? And then you got to page down. But more importantly, I'll go live at about 2 minutes till 6, and there'll be a sign there. You have to refresh that page. So if you're on a tablet with a touchscreen, you can just pull down on it or hit the little red reload the page circle up in the upper left-hand corner of your browser and reload it. You have to do that after I start streaming, and then it'll come up. You click on it, and you're in. And then make comments. You can ask questions. My lovely wife, Beth, mans the tablet and tries to get to as many questions as we can. And you and I will share four great wines from Clos du Bois and have some fun. Hey, and don't forget, as the restaurants are starting to open back up, now just as much as when you were ordering takeout, and I'm glad you did that. You need to go and support local restaurants by dining in. Go to the Alley and enjoy dinner at AJ's, do some bowling. All Things Barbecue still doing delivery, and you can use the website. You can pick up out front if you don't want to go in. Jacob Liquor Exchange, Rockstar good, and you can go inside, and there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. And then, like I said, it's nice to have the casino back, and I hope things get more normal every day. But I also hope that you join me and Matt right here Saturday. Don't be going for the mute button to cut me off. We're glad you stopped by Entercom and KNSS, and I hope you'll do it again. And don't forget, if you have Alexa, you know what you got to say. Alexa, play KNSS Radio. And there I will be. Have a great weekend. Oh, next week. Oh, God, I almost forgot. Joy Cones and Kendra Berkey from Salted Creamy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.